Hey everybody, Josh Sigurdsson of World Alternative Media here, and we are joined by Tim Pichot, the Liberty Advisor, Certified Financial Planner, and we're going to get into what's been happening lately at Wells Fargo, which is very, very strange. You know, Wells Fargo is one of my favorite banks to make fun of because it's insane that they are even allowed to exist after all the scandals over the years. This out of WND.com, it says, "I need my money now. Customers at top U.S. bank rage over missing deposits from accounts." This out of Natural News. Glitch: Wells Fargo bashed by bank account holders over missing deposits. Now, it's been about 5 days, and there's still a lot of people that aren't getting their money back yet. And this out of Fox Business, it says, "Wells Fargo fixing tech issues after customers report missing deposit transactions." Wells Fargo customers ran into a similar issue in March. So this isn't the first time. They've been creating fake bank accounts. This out of JournalNow.com, "Wells Fargo faces federal lawsuit alleging opening unauthorized accounts." And I told you, there's been a lot of issues. Business Insurance, .com says, "Former Wells Fargo exec faces prison over fake account scandal," which was back in March. And out of Forbes magazine, it says, "Wells Fargo hammered by feds for auto loan insurance scam." This is back in April of 2018. We've been reporting on it since then. In fact, you know, Wells Fargo is a company I've been reporting on since about 2014 with all their scandals. If you go down the timeline of their scandals, it's absolutely ridiculous, including creating fake insurance and repossessing people's vehicles, you know, people defaulting on their mortgage over fake secondary mortgages that people didn't actually have. Many people have gone to jail over corruption. Many people have had to pay a lot of money. And over time, they've paid almost $10 billion just in 7 years over issues with regulators and stakeholders. And this is at the same time as we see a lot of evidence going forward about you know, people losing their bank accounts and being unbanked, not being able to access their funds. This out of Zero Hedge: "Debanked, it's only a matter of time before it happens to you." Millions of accounts have been closed over the last few months. Millions. And this is not anything short of extraordinary because, you know, as we see these issues at Wells Fargo, you have to start to wonder if it correlates at all with that debanking and they're overdrafting people's accounts and shutting people down and giving people bad credit scores, all based on, you know, this obvious fraud. And, you know, I have seen people like, you know, Nigel Farage, Kanye West, and others lose their bank accounts over political views. There's a recent story out of the UK, 1,000 people a week losing their bank accounts over political views, and worldwide we're seeing millions and millions. So this is an issue that could very well affect you sitting at home today. So I urge people to get prepared today. But before we get into it with Tim, who's going to go over this issue, because of course it's an issue that a lot of people who want to go to a financial advisor have, is what if they debank me and what happens when a bank is defrauding people who have money in their accounts? And of course, with that said, how can I keep my money safe from this kind of situation? It's something that we need to break down. So before we do, I urge people to check out that Bitly link for Tim, the Liberty Advisor, Tim Pichot. You get a free initial consultation, a free portfolio review if you go and sign up for a call with him today. It is in the description of this video. And of course, as always, my friends, make sure to check out heavensharvest.com for long-term storable foods that are non-GMO, heirloom seeds, water filtration and storage, and books on how to get started. Use code WAM, W-A-M, and you get free shipping on much of those products. Remember, in the face of them closing bank accounts, if you get left in the dust one of these days, which banks are really, really good at doing, they've done it to me recently on several accounts, it's good to at least have some food backed up, not to mention the control collapse of the supply chain, inflation, mRNA meat, all of that, you name it. So obviously there is a lot that we need to get prepared for. Tim, can you kind of go into why this issue of people getting their bank accounts randomly shut down or overdrafted, or you know, these fake insurance scams, and of course on top of that all the debanking we're seeing lately, what do we need to know about, you know, these companies doing this kind of stuff, and what can people do to protect themselves?
Well, I think the main thing you need to know is if they can do it, they will do it, and they are doing it, and they have been doing it. And so what was something that we were theorizing has now unfortunately come to pass. And this is before even the CBDC is even announced. And actually, it sounds like a lot of this was going on in the UK. But when you take a look at a 100,000-foot view The only reason why things, you know, appear on the use okay in air quotes for anyone listening to us on a podcast, the only reason it appears okay is because the banks have a massive bailout right now in the form of the BTFP program, which is the Bank Term Funding Program, which essentially they get to take their bonds that have lost tons of value, probably over about $1 trillion of value, and then they get to then trade that back in to this special facility for 100 cents on the dollar. And so right now, as of this is updated every Wednesday, today is Wednesday, we don't have the numbers from today yet, but looking at last week's numbers, we're hitting a record right now. We're hitting an absolute record in terms of, so if people want to act like, oh, things are great, things are all hunky-dory. So if Josh, you want to look up FRED, BTFP, so FRED stands for the Federal Reserve Economic Database, and that's where we're seeing these numbers. And also, you know, taking a look at things like the entire money supply, you know, whether you want to look at M1, M2, or M3, which they don't even publish anymore, but, you know, you're seeing that the total stock of money is going down. And so one of the things that Josh and I have been reporting since the beginning is that if you go back to last fall, they had, the FDIC had their meeting where they're, you know, it's like a 3-hour long meeting where they're talking about, you know, having, you know, how there's only a certain amount of things they want to disclose to the public. We don't want to freak people out too bad. And maybe we'll ideally close banks on a Friday because that would be the ideal setting because you have the entire weekend. And, you know, so these are things that they have, you know, conjured up. And it's just always moving us from the next crisis to the next crisis. And so as we can see right now on the screen, you can see that this bank term funding program is getting worse and worse, that banks are going, you know, deeper and deeper into the hole, but they're really not going into the hole because they get to take an asset that has lost, let's say, 30-40% value, trade it in temporarily, get the 100 cents back, and right. Then I'm sure when their loan comes due in a year, then they'll probably just roll it over again and again. And I had a video in January of 22 predicting that this would be the response of when this ends up happening. And just so you know, my shirt actually says trust no bank. I see that the microphone flag is sort of cutting it out a little bit, and actually it looks like it says trust bank, but it actually says trust no bank for the Bitcoin. So I just want to make sure that we have that. But ultimately, you know, you are going to be insane to have more than $250,000 in a bank. I think you're insane to have, you know, probably now, granted, you know, depending on how much money, if you, you know, you're worth $10, $20, $30 million and $25,000, $100,000, $200,000 is nothing for you. You know, it's all perspective. It's all relative here. But, you know, ultimately, I think that what they're going to do is they're probably going to have, you know, shut down the banks. And they'll probably won't. If, let's say you have 200 grand in the bank. You'll probably get your 200 grand back eventually, and maybe they've got some sort of scheme, or maybe if you're a white male Christian, you got to wait longer, or some rich guy, you got to wait a little longer. But what they'll probably do is you might get your $200,000 back, but then do they have some sort of program where they print trillions of dollars, and now your $200,000 buys you the equivalent of $50,000? And this is basically what they did in 1933. When they revalued the price of gold. And so I can't remember off the top of my head. I think it went from like $15, and then they, you know, then they gave people like 20 something, and then all of a sudden they revalued it at, I think it was $35 an ounce. I want to say 33 because everything's 33, but I think it was $35. So people essentially were robbed about 70% of their purchasing power, but it's a more stealth form of robbing. So if I go and I take your money, well, you know, I guess if the government does it, it's okay. But, you know, if you go and, you know, anyone else morally, that would not be okay. It's obviously not moral for the government to do it either.
No.
But, you know, this whole thing is a racket, and I think it's only going to be getting worse as FedNow is coming out, as, you know, everything else.
Right. Oh, absolutely. And let's actually bring that up on the screen for a second, because, you know, when I see stuff that, like I'm seeing out of Wells Fargo, it seems like a precursor where FedNow, for example, which is an intermediary, which is between, like, you have to, if you send money out of many bank accounts in the United States, PayPal, Zelle, Cash App, it's going through FedNow first. And, of course, that's the Federal Reserve's new digital system, and it's kind of a ledger in a lot of ways. At least it's being developed that way, because they are openly saying that what they're going to do with this is they're going to deem things that are socially you know, acceptable to go through there. So if something is socially unacceptable, it won't be allowed to go through. And on top of that, we see in the UK, for example, they are already just tapping people's bank accounts and taking money out of the accounts if their license plate went through an area that's a zero emission zone. And that's been happening for a while. And I see these things as related because it's all along the same agenda line. And of course, people were pissed off earlier last year because things happened real fast. This was only in July, but a lot has happened just since July 14th. But over the idea that the CBDC in the United Kingdom will give them the ability to seize the money out of your accounts at any time, because they don't want you to. They don't want people to hoard money, they say. So if you don't spend the money in time, it'll just be taken out of your account. Now, that and social credit and carbon credits, all that stuff matched together, plus the usual banking fraud that we've been seeing for so many years, tells me that this might actually be a trial run, just like earlier this year when there was all those random EMP attacks suddenly, but they were like minor ones. And it's like, I wonder if that's a precursor to what is being planned next. Wells Fargo is one of the most embattled banks in the world, and it's probably going to be going under in the next several years just based on their share value, their cash to deposit ratio, and of course, by the fact that all these banks are facing similar issues as SVB did. So when I see these issues and all these scandals, it's like, okay, let's throw them under the bus. They're like one of the most controversial banks, other than maybe JP Morgan, where they just got exposed helping Epstein hide money after he died, allegedly died. I don't think he actually died. Yeah, and Deutsche Bank and all those. And you know, we see this happening to Wells Fargo right now after all these scandals. It seems like it's a precursor to what is being planned next. That's just my opinion. I could be wrong. It could just be another glitch in that system, as they try to claim. It's a glitch. Don't worry. But is a glitch big enough to go out of the way by its own code and just start withdrawing randomly from random people's accounts all this money, and or putting them overdraft on their credit card, and then just go, oops, it's a glitch. So if it's a glitch, why didn't it happen to everyone else? If they're all in the same programming, why isn't it happening to everyone else? I think it's a precursor, and I think it's very dangerous going forward. But Tim, you know, with this issue that, you know, I was just mentioning here with like FedNow and all these things, it seems like we are seeing that normalization lately, with the collapse of banks earlier this year, with the push for FedNow, with these ongoing scandals with Wells Fargo just stealing money out of people's accounts, with what we saw in Canada with the trucker protesters losing money out of their accounts. What do you think?
Well, just imagine how much worse it's going to get once everything is digital. I mean, it already pretty much is 98.9% digital, but they don't have that full. There are ways to opt out right now, but in the future, the ways to opt out are going to get increasingly more difficult. And so, you know, I know a lot of people aren't, you know, big into crypto or big into Bitcoin. And, you know, it took me a while from when I first heard about it under a dollar to finally, I poo-pooed all the same things that, you know, some viewers are listening now might be poo-pooing over this, you know, same things I was doing before. And obviously,
totally understandable too.
You want to do your own research. You shouldn't trust anyone, especially some random guys from the internet. And you want to not have all your eggs in the same basket. And one of the things that Mike Adams talked about, I had a podcast maybe it was like 2 months ago, and on that podcast he was discussing, you know, different things you should do to be financially resilient. And part of that is, you know, having your bank account and getting it hooked up to a crypto exchange if you're not in crypto already, or if you already are in crypto, and even if you're not, I mean, you know, maybe having a couple different banks, because, you know, it is one of these things where they do tend to, you know, sometimes shut down, you know, the link, or hey, your bank's not going to let you send money over to one of these exchanges. And so I think it really would behoove everybody to take Mike's advice on that and get, you know, maybe if you only have one bank account, maybe get another one, or maybe get two other ones. And so that way, if they try to shut down one, you can then easily send one to the other.
And it's not illegal to get a bank account in another country too. So there's other options depending on certain restrictions country by country with what might happen in one place. For example, I have an account in Canada, and I have an account in the United States. And that allows me, where, you know, earlier last year, or in 2021, I guess now, or no, it's 2022, during the trucker protests, when they're shutting down all these accounts, they were also shutting down accounts of people who just like sent them a GoFundMe amount of money, which I did. So when I did that, immediately when all these bank accounts started getting shut down, I was at risk of losing mine. It didn't happen. It happened to people I know. But what I do know is I felt comfortable with the fact that at least I had something outside of that Canadian banking system.
Can I talk about what happened to me, what the email I got today? I mean, it's going to
be
I actually have it right in front of
it's
me.
It's ridiculous.
But, so my girlfriend, I had too much voltage running through one of the like cigarette lighters, you know, not to smoke cigarettes, but to, you know, a 12-volt lighter. And so we went to go order a new one, and I'm wondering, like, hey, where the heck has this thing been? Like, it probably should have been here by now, or should be getting here. And all of a sudden, I go back to my emails, and I log on, and it says order canceled. And I'm like, what? And so then I see they sent me another email, and, you know, I get a million a day, so, you know, it must have, you know, slipped by the cracks. And so it ended up saying that this was a high-risk purchase, And we're talking like a $19.62 purchase here, Josh. It was a high-risk purchase, and you know, I was reading down the different criteria that made it high risk, and using a VPN apparently is a high risk. So it's not like I was buying a car. It's not like I was buying some super expensive carbon fiber part. I was trying to buy a $19 cigarette outlet lighter thing, and it was, you know, flagged for high risk, and they canceled the order and wouldn't send it. Now imagine, if bad people get in control of the AI. Well, hint, bad people are the ones who made the AI. Yeah. So you have that married to the CBDC, which is basically what WorldCoin is. And then all of a sudden it's like, hey, you know, your social credit score is down in the dumpsters. You know, you've got to acquiesce. And then eventually, you know, they'll even the holdouts will say, oh, well, if you just get your iris scanned or just get your palm scanned, then people will finally, just like there's people that finally caved in and got the vaccine. Then some of those people got fired or laid off anyways. And so, you know, they're going to, you know, ratchet it up. And there's even people like the Brookings Institute who like 3 years ago was trying to theorize on what's the best way to get people vaccinated. And one of the schemes they came up with is, hey, you know, what if we give everybody $1,000 a month in their account, but then they can't access the money in their account until 80% of, let's say, their neighborhood or their street or their city or their community or whatever is vaccinated. And so, you know, you get people who are, you know, struggling. They, you know, we're in this cost of living crisis. They can't make ends meet. And all of a sudden, you know, they've got, you know, $20,000 sitting in the fictitious account that they can't access until, you know, five different holdouts in the street get vaccinated.
Yeah.
Well, then you're going to see people probably getting in arms, getting violent, getting super aggressive with the people. And I'm sure they'll, you know, leak probably the list of who did and who was, because, you know, HIPAA matters unless it's, you know, something the globalists want to push, and all of a sudden it doesn't matter anymore. So, you know, going back to the, you know, solutions of Mike Adams, you know, having – and how many people do you know that have crypto that have never actually sent – you know, let's say Bitcoin from one person to another, or, you know, Monero from one person to another.
And sorry to interrupt, by the way, Mike Adams does have a new website called decentralize.tv, which I urge people to check out, including a man by the name of Todd, who was working previously as Uncle V or Uncle Vigilante regarding Epicash, the privacy coin based on the Mimblewimble protocol that you've heard me talk about a lot, and definitely recommend as just a shout out to them. But yeah, continue.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to Mike because a lot of people, they get into this whole, Peter Schiff, they get into this mindset where, you know, because they trashed crypto at one point, then all of a sudden, you know, they've entrenched themselves in.
They refuse to admit they're wrong.
But, you know, a lot of people are admitting, like, I mean, there might be nefarious reasons for this from the Larry Finks of the world, the Jamie Dimons of the world.
Yeah.
But when you've got a guy like Mike Adams, who several years ago, he was very anti-crypto, and I stopped really listening to him because I'm like, hey, in my opinion, one of the main ways to defeat all this is decentralizing. And so I used to want to, you know, first I was auditing the Fed, you know, back when I was younger, an idiot, and didn't really know it. Then I realized, okay, who's going to audit them? Okay, themselves. Yeah. I'm going to trust that. You know, we need to shut it down. I spent a lot of energy on shutting down, trying to shut down the Fed. Then I realized, you know what, instead of spending all my energy trying to fight this, why don't we just, you know, figure out what the solution is and create our own game and put it over here. It's sort of like a Buck Mr. Fullister type thing. You know, we need to change the entire game. And so Bitcoin and crypto and decentralized technologies can change the game. And then it really stepped up again when I started getting shadow banned off Facebook in 2016 after the 2016 selection. November 16, 2016, had a fake news list go viral, over 99.99% shadow ban for the preceding 5 years. And so that then led me into a blessing in disguise of something like, oh, wait, with something like Ethereum, again, not investment advice, but you can build applications on the smart contract platforms where there is no one door to kick in. There is no one place for the FBI to then take all your servers or do something. So ultimately, decentralizing everything that makes sense to decentralize is the answer. Yeah. Taking power away from these criminals. It's the money is the main thing that gets them. And then the other things that they get you is, you know, food and energy, which is why Kissinger, I don't have the exact quote right in front of me, but we mentioned last time, but if you want to control a nation, you know, control their energy, if you want to, you know, control the people, control the food, and if you want to control the world, control the money, it's something like
well,
that.
Well, and Tim, I want to interrupt for one moment here because, you know, I want to do a video with you on this eventually, but regarding shrinkflation, but, you know, we're seeing a lot of stories like this. Don't get me started on Pringles. TikTok star exposes brands most guilty of shrinkflation as Starbucks comes under fire for selling sandwich the size of his palm. And, I mean, we're seeing insane shrinkflation. Look at this bag of cereal here. I mean, when I was a kid, there was still shrinkflation happening, but it was at least 2/3 of the way up.
Not even a third. Cereal, like prescription.
Yeah, I have no idea. I think it's some kind of protein cereal. And yeah, they're showing you open up a Pringles can. Remember Pringles cans when you were a kid, when you'd open them and they were right at the top? Tide Pods, which you should not eat, going from like a few years ago to today. And they'll say, oh, we have better technology in them now. And they're better dispersed, blah, 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 blah.
Most of the cereal is all crap. They don't want to have.
Yeah, and I don't want to get too heavily into shrinkflation today because I really want to do a video on this with Tim on that subject. But the thing is, they are desperate right now because they're doing everything they can to hide the realities and everyone's catching on, even TikTok teens. And here's the thing. When all that's happening, you have – that would have sounded funny like 20 years ago. TikTok teens, what the hell is that?
I was actually laughing, thinking like, do I tell the story of why cereal was actually invented by Dr. Kellogg?
No, it's way too off. We'll get into it maybe in the shrinkflation one.
That's actually what I was
saying. But, oh, yeah, for to stop people from having kids. Yeah, there's a lot to that. But, I mean,
yeah,
it looks like
they're
desperate.
Yeah, look up Dr. Kellogg sometime if you want to see, you know, why they are pushing cereal and breakfast so hard.
Yeah, he was a weirdo. But – you know, the whole idea is that now I have that in my head. The whole
now,
idea
like,
is
wait,
that
did I say
they
pushing
are
breakfast hard. I mean, that's probably also another double entendre. But
yeah,
okay.
If you know about it, you know you're probably laughing right now. But you know, when you see this desperation happening with the shrinkflation, what are they going to do next? Well, of course, they have to find a way when inflation goes through the roof and the economy is pulled out from underneath people's feet and the banks go down. They have to use it to their benefit in some way. So, well, in desperation, in pain, in suffering comes order, because if people aren't prepared today, later on they will be screwed when they're in a bread line or when they are on a CBDC, because they have no choice, because they can't access food, they can't access energy, they can't access social necessities, and you cannot access food and all these different things, or shelter or whatever it might be, or travel, or being able to leave your neighborhood, or you know, avoid the gulag without depending on the CBDC system, because all your money's in there. So another reason to not have all your money in the bank, another reason to get prepared in all these different ways, and we try to provide solutions in every way possible. So, you know, I'm going to cut it off there. You know, I urge people, again, to go and check out that bit.ly link for Tim Pichot, the Liberty Advisor. You can get a free initial consultation, a free portfolio review, and the reason I put that up immediately here is because it's one of those ways where if you're American, you can find, you know, legal means around this insane system of enslavement. And there are options before you where you can do this. And I urge people to go and sign up for a phone call today, and you'll see why this is so important. Talking to Tim, talking about your own situation in life and how he can help you better, you know, maintain that money that you worked hard for. And of course, you know, one of the biggest things that people could do in life right now, the biggest currency, the original currency, if you will, speaking of cereal, was wheat, and it was flour, and it was salt. And these things are going to be the number one currency going forward when the mainstream currency becomes not just a CBDC, but a currency of compliance.
Speaking of salt, salary comes from the root word salt.
Absolutely. Yeah, so we have long-term storable foods that are non-GMO. We have organic kits, heirloom seeds, water filtration, storage, and books on how to get started over at heavensharvest.com. Use code WAM, WAM, and this could save you and your family's lives, and there's so many different things and products you could get there. You'd be surprised if we go through their whole store. So check that out, and of course, as far as energy goes, very important going forward, go and check out Lion Energy for, you know, lithium batteries, solar generators, power banks, solar panels. Again, this isn't about some environmentalism nonsense. This is about, and you save a bunch of money if you go through us, this is about saving yourself versus the dependence on the government electricity grid, which is going to not work out very well in the long term if you are unwilling to do anything about it. So go and check that out. You get free shipping, and you get a bunch of money off if you go through us. So anyway, there are options. And of course, finally, with health, check out rncstore.com, Richardson Nutritional Center, your source for Laetril Online, made famous by G. Edward Griffin's book, World Without Cancer. Get your apricot seeds, Laetril, amygdalin, and vitamin B17 there. I don't know why the photos aren't loading, but nonetheless, we just posted a video with Dr. John Richardson's son, John Richardson Jr. So I urge people to check that out and get on this and get to that link before something like this might be banned, because you never know. Finally, I urge people, if you want to help support independent media, we just did a documentary on 15-Minute Cities that has not been completed yet, in Oxford, UK, in a 15-minute city. And that is the end goal for all of this and the enslavement of humanity. And I urge people to go and donate if you, can. You know, we spend over $10,000 on this, and I'm totally in debt from it because, of course, this stuff costs money. But I'm willing to give up that money for the truth.
Like licensing and all
that. Oh, yeah. We got to license music and clips on top of the $10,000 that I already spent that put me in the poorhouse here. So... or your house or whatever's house. But the point is, those that have donated the $4,456 so far, I really appreciate it. We have a gogetfunding.com, Patreon, subscribe, star campaign, all of those, a Bitcoin address, and a Cointree link with a bunch of different cryptocurrencies that you could donate in if you please, including privacy coins. We also have a Teespring store, and we have a newsletter, www.iambanned.com. If you want to go and find Tim on, of course, places like Telegram, we have, he has, of course, the Liberty Advisor official chat there, and he has the Liberty advisorshow.com as well that you could go to and find a bunch of his other content that isn't always on WAM. Of course, we're on Telegram, Rockfin, Bandoff Video, BitChute, Odyssey, Rumble, and Brighteon at World Alternative Media. We're trying out a few Rumble-exclusive live streams lately, and of course, we'll be doing some more of those. We're on Hive, Steam it, and Vigilante.tv at Josh Sigurdsson, and on the Bad Guys TikTok and Instagram, World Alternative Media, Twitter, and Getter at World Alt Media. Of course, posting natively on Twitter these days as well. So go follow us there to help us reach new people.
And we did see that yesterday we tested it out on a Fire TV mm-hmm. and then ended up having the Rumble app, and we were watching Josh on there just testing it out, and it worked actually pretty good.
Like, really well, yeah. Yeah, it's cool that you could just download this stuff on your TV now, even if it's like really controversial stuff like Band.video, which has an app on Amazon TVs.
I didn't know that. Yeah, I know. Yesterday.
That's crazy. Anyway, and we're banned from Spotify, but we're on all the other podcast platforms. Either way, hit that like button, share on social media, hit the notification bell, and hit subscribe if you have not yet already, my friends. And until next time, live by example, live freely always, trust no banks, and I appreciate everyone tuning in, and stay tuned for much more. We have a lot coming up soon. This is Josh Sigurdsson and Tim Pichot signing out from World Alternative Media. Ah, I almost got through it without screwing up. Find the truth, be the change.